Classic Business, education and training.
It's Wednesday. That means it's time for the education feature in partnership with Wits Business School, sculpting global leaders here on Classic Business. And one field in South Africa is growing despite the slow economy, and that's business coaching. I was chatting to Paddy Upton the other day when he launched his new book, The Barefoot Coach. And increasingly, we're seeing the principles applied on the sports field to help get players' minds in the right space also being applied in the boardroom. Now, someone who's made this part of her life's work is Dr. Jabulile Masimango-Galawe, a lecturer of entrepreneurship, business acumen, research theory, and design and decision science at the Wits Business School. Good evening, Doctor. Or do I call you Jabu?
Jabu is fine.
Fantastic. Now, you're actually a rare species of teacher, a rare kind of teacher, because you're an entrepreneur who became a business coach to really help other entrepreneurs avoid some of those unnecessary mistakes that I assume you made. And you're also an academic with your doctorate in the field. So it's a very interesting combination. Tell me about how you became to find yourself the field of entrepreneurship and business.
Thank you, Michael. It's very interesting because when I was young, when I started, it was never even in my wish list that one day I'll be an entrepreneur or even an academic. I studied as a statistician after I didn't make the cut to be a medical doctor. So I ended up majoring in statistics. So I completed at the University of Free State with my master's in statistics. I went to work at one of the parastatals in Cape Town as a statistician. After 5 years or so, I got bored. Then I decided to start my own business. Ran it for about 6 years. And after 6 years, I had to close it down because of those mistakes, as you say, that I've made, which nobody warned me about when I started. And that's also how the issue of me becoming a coach came about, because I made so many mistakes that I felt if I had somebody who has walked the road before, who mentored me, some of the things maybe I would have avoided.
Now, I'm glad that I wasn't the only one who got bored with stats eventually, Jabu. But they say in business, if you're going to fail, fail fast. And it is all about the experience. And mistakes are inevitable, but there are certain mistakes that don't have to be inevitable that you can certainly help business owners try and overcome. What business were you in primarily?
When I started, it started as a stationery business. Easy to start, no capital required. And it evolved. In the process, it changed to become a promotional items business where I was providing or offering corporate clothing and gifts to corporates and then learning material to schools. I was still in Cape Town at the time. In that process, and then things changed in terms of the external factors that enabled the environment for me to do the business. There was a recession, 2008-2009, and there was change in the government in Cape Town, and that changed my business for the worse.
Now, in terms of the mistakes that you made, what if you were to look back with the benefit of hindsight, what would you say were some of the key missteps that led you into the field of business coaching?
There's a lot. I always say you don't fail in business because of one mistake. And sometimes when you tell the story, because we can only tell a simple version of what really happened, it tend to sound like the things you list are the things that made you fail. But there's more. But just to mention a few, one of them is not having an experienced mentor who's an entrepreneur. I had mentors, but they were corporate people who looked at business from the corporate lens. Skills, I had my master's, but it was in statistics. So at university, when you do those things, they don't teach you how to start and run a successful business. So I didn't have much knowledge in the field, didn't have somebody to guide me. And I made a lot of mistakes in terms of people I employed. And yeah, the list is endless.
And as you say, compounded over time, it's the cumulative effect of all of those little mistakes that can lead one to shutting shop and closing doors. Now, you also pursued a doctorate in the field of entrepreneurship to find answers to that vexing issue of why so many startups fail. What did you find through your doctoral research?
I always make a joke to my student and say, I went to do my PhD hoping to find that 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. But what I found is that 1 plus 1 is equal to a question mark. I'm still looking for the answers as to what makes so many entrepreneurs fail. Because as I say, it's a combination. It's very difficult to tell exactly and come up with an equation. So if you've done science, you normally work with equations, and an equation has got the left and the right hand side, and you hope to get the answer on the other side. But with entrepreneurship, it's unknown. It's one of those things that nobody, no textbook, no qualification can tell you what will exactly make you fail or succeed, because you can do exactly what the other guy who succeeded did and you fail, and vice versa. So it's a very complicated, tricky process.
That said, though, business coaching is this emerging field that is designed to ensure we start getting better results from that equation, 1 plus 1 to start to equal 2, and to ensure that we don't see as many failures. Jabu, wait right there. We just have to cross to Katleho to find out what's happening out on the roads. And when we return, we'll zoom in on business coaching and how this field is emerging to help entrepreneurs.
You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Welcome back to the Education Feature in partnership with Wits Business School. I'm speaking to Dr. Jabulile Masimango-Galawe, who's a lecturer of entrepreneurship, business acumen, research theory and design and decision science at Wits Business School. And Jabu, we're talking about your career and how you found yourself to become a business coach. Now, business coaching, it sounds very much like what a sports coach would do. Get into a business, help you. Perhaps you've got a problem with your forehand or you can't play one straight down the line. Is it a mental thing? What is business coaching and mentoring, and how is it different or perhaps similar to what we find in traditional coaching?
So basically, the coaching that we talk about on the MMBEC program is focused mainly on executives and business people. So what we try to focus on is to help the executives. So we teach our students how they can help executives perform well in their organization. So it tends to be coaching to a specific purpose. So you find most of the time organization will have executives that they will want a coach to come in and help them towards so that they can achieve certain goals. And when you look at mentoring, most of the time people, when they talk about mentoring, it tends to take more of an informal approach when you compare it with business or executive coaching, which tends to happen in a formal corporate environment. But if you look at the objectives, at the end of the day, it's all about development. So it's either you're focusing on development of the individual or you're focusing on performance of the individual at work, but general is development of the individual, and then sometimes by extension then performance of their businesses.
So that's really what separates the two. How much of this is between the ears from a psychology perspective? Very often I chat to incubator heads, guys who play in the VC space, for example, who work with entrepreneurs, with jockeys all the time. And they say the big challenge in business is not to come up with the idea or to tinker or to be the inventor. It's to be the scale-up CEO or to take a business from concept to scale. And a lot of that, a lot of the determining factor on whether you will or won't succeed is psychological. And they say to me, Michael, we should have studied psychology. We ended up doing a CFA or a CA. But really, what we should have studied is the art of understanding human beings. How psychologically focused is business coaching?
It is very much so. Because if you look at the modules that we offer, one of them is psychological acumen. So the student has to understand that element, because you deal with human beings and you have to understand that to be able to help them achieve what they need to achieve. And one of the things that I found out when I was doing my PhD, though I didn't find the 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, is that the entrepreneur or the individual plays a big role in whether a business succeeds or not. So you need to have the emotional strength, you need to be able to persevere and all those things. And if you've got a coach that is able to understand your thinking, your strengths and all those things, it helps a lot in terms of whether you will make it at the end or increasing, let me put it like that, increasing the likelihood of you succeeding at the end.
Now, while other business schools in the country offer executive coaching qualifications, what makes the Wits Business School qualification stand out?
So our qualification, we try to make sure that it's not just theory. So we've got three components in it. So the first part, in the first year, we do a lot of the theoretical part where you have to understand the theory, looking at business acumen, psychological acumen, business development, leadership, and all that. And then towards the end of the year, we start focusing on the coaching part in terms of practice. And then the second year, we focus on research. So when you finish at the end of the day, you're not just only a master in terms of the theory, but you can practice. You can go out there and really be a competent coach. And also because we expect the students at the end of the day to have about 50 hours of coaching, that gives you an advantage when you want to go to the different professional bodies and you want to register so that you are recognized. You already have something that you can produce, and then you can get your accreditation quicker.
Jabu, I believe applications for the January 2020 intake of the Master of Management in Business and Executive Coaching are open. I can't believe we're saying 2020 already.
Yes, it's already here. So those who are interested, you can go on the Wits Business School website and you can apply there. And next week as well, on the 25th at 5:30, we've got an information session. So if you want to come and hear a bit more about what MMBEG is all about so that you can make an informed decision whether you want to come and enroll with us, come and join us and then you'll get more information. And just go on the website. There's a link there where you can RSVP so that we know that you're coming.
And we'll certainly be tweeting out some of that information as well. Dr. Jabu Masimango-Galawe, Senior Lecturer of Entrepreneurship, Business Acumen, Research Theory and Design and Decision Science at the Wits Business School, with this week's education feature in partnership with Wits Business School, Sculpting Global Leaders.